From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. Now, I've been feeling a little bit burnt out lately. My 2019 has gotten off to a bit of a rough start, and it's nothing that could have been planned. It's just things that happened. It's a combination of personal, like body things, like I threw out my back a couple of weeks ago and I got really sick, and also I'm having a really hard time scheduling interviews, which is, it's just something that happens at random from time to time. Just, you have good luck and you have bad luck with scheduling interviews, but you know, kind of all of these things in concert have come together in one period, and it eventually starts to affect my mental state. I think it would for anyone. It's just a natural thing when things aren't going according to plan. But I've been thinking about other times in my life when I felt this way, and it reminds me a lot of how I felt in college quite frequently when things were piling up, and I was thinking, what did I do back then? And what I'd usually do is I'd go for a walk in the woods. There were these woods right next to my house, and I would go up into them, and I would walk through the trees, and I would look at the trees, and I'd look at the plants, and I remember I was up there just once, and the strangest thing happened. I started looking at the trees, and I started realizing that there were spaces in between the trees. There were these shapes in between the branches that framed the sky in really interesting ways. And this is a really simple concept, of course. This is what is known in visual art as negative space, right? The spaces in between things and those shapes. But what I didn't realize at the time was that a lot of the times my problems, the things that I see as being problems in my life, are kind of similar, where they're problems because I'm looking at the trees and I'm not looking at what's around them, what's between them, and what's behind them. But back in college, I think I had grasped some semblance of this because I was a photographer back then, and I started a new photography series where I would take portraits of people, but right before I snapped the shutter, I would have them step off to the side of the frame or leave the shot somehow. And that's how I wound up with this kind of strange series of photos that was like pictures of rumpled bed sheets after someone had woken up in the morning, or like the shape that your body leaves when you lay in the sand, or just a pile of clothes from the end of the day when someone neatly stacks their clothes at the end of the bed. And so in these times of stress, I find that I often look towards the spaces in between things, the spaces in between my problems, to see what, if anything, exists there of value. Maybe it's nothing, maybe it's just nonsense, but it helps me find peace. So this is going to be a little bit of a different kind of episode, because even though it's just starting now, the talking's almost finished. After the break, we're going to listen to two short segments. Currently, I'm walking towards downtown Providence, where I'm going to go to a hotel that is allegedly haunted. And I mean, I don't actually really believe in EVP recordings or hauntings in the traditional sense, but I do believe in this theory that air can carry a charge to it, that we fill empty spaces with something. Like, there has to be something in spaces. And so I think that hotels are really interesting in that sense, because so many people pass through them, and so many people believe in ghosts, that it seems actually kind of unlikely that a space like a hotel that's seen so many faces, so many different stories, wouldn't have some sort of lingering feeling, even if it's just perceived. So I'm going to go there, and I'm going to just record ambiences throughout the hotel. Until they kick me out. I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to be doing this, but we'll find out. But before that, you're going to hear a remix of episode 21, which is called Potential Energy. And that was an episode that I recorded during the time that I think I felt most like this, which was 2013. And it was when I was in the process of moving from Colorado to Washington State. And I think especially of the monologue at the beginning of when I'm riding my bike, I'm feeling a lot of similar things to that right now. However, I've remixed the episode in a way where there's no more words in it. I've snipped out all the words in the episode, and what's left is just the spaces in between the words. And obviously it really changes the sound of the final product. So yeah, it's a story without words. It's just the negative spaces. So this is a really simple show for you. It's honestly more an exercise in slowing down than anything else, listening to quiet things. But I do think that there might be some shapes that emerge from these sounds, and finding negative spaces in interviews and negative spaces in physical locations through sound. This is the last you'll hear from me until the credits, so enjoy the show.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
the unknown.
Now, try this. H. B. M.
M.
Thank you.
I'm just going this way.
My name is Jeff Entman. I produced this episode of Here Be Monsters along with help from Bethany Denton. Now earlier, I mentioned a project that I started back in 2011 called Portraits Without People. And if you'd like to see some of these photos, you can follow us on Instagram at HBMPodcast, or you can go to our website, which is hbmpodcast.com. And also up on our website, we have episode 21, Potential Energy. It's the version with words. Okay, here's another thing. Don't forget to buy our book. It's called Beautiful Stories About Dead Animals. And it's really not a good gift for Valentine's Day, but there are other gift-giving holidays coming up. The vernal equinox is just around the corner, and so are the Ides of March. Great for either of those. It's just $10, and you can buy it on our website, which again is hbmpodcast.com. The music on this episode came from The Black Spot. Here Be Monsters is part of KCRW. Our senior editor there is Nick White. We get additional support for freelance contributions from KCRW's independent producer project. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.